Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Go ahead.
I'm going to follow up on this on the dildo thing. Nathan on Twitter got a hold of us and said that landed in my sister-in-law's yard. She took that photo.
Oh, nice.
After listening to the show today and finding out someone else claimed it, I can no longer give her a hard time that it was hers. And I said, you said hard time.
Yeah, you can.
You didn't hear it. Don't worry about it, man.
So, yeah. I mean, I love that all of our – we have a lot of listeners. I realize that, and we appreciate every one of you. I realize it was a horrible, horrible thing that happened Friday, and we're glad that nobody died. But there's a lot of property. But, you know, if you can have a laugh and you see a dildo in a yard, you know, everybody's happy then, you know.
Yeah, in fact, that's going to be our role in this disaster. If you lost a sex toy, a vibrator, a dildo,
take a picture,
Sibian,
we'll share
right,
it.
Yeah. And, well, we'd like to find it and get it back to its proper owner.
Yep, yep.
So that's we're the place to call.
To the community.
I love it. It's his sister-in-law's yard. I love that. Yeah. He took that photo. Apparently, it got to you, puss. You saw it in the socials.
Yeah. No, a buddy of mine texted that to me with the note of, hey, sorry, your mom's house got destroyed.
That's one thing.
That was how I got it.
The media doesn't dwell
back
on.
Back door. Go ahead.
And it's a good thing there was no human loss of life, but the loss of dildo had to be devastating.
Yeah, there was a fatality in Minden, Iowa.
There was one.
As a result of injuries, you're right. Yeah.
That's what it was. That's sad.
But there are hundreds of missing dildos now and other sex toys scattered throughout the heartland.
Hold on. Let me get some Sarah McLachlan to put underneath this.
I know. Well, then you need a hungry dildo in the wild, you know.
So last week we had...
It took, half an hour before it came?
A big old elephant
flying through the sky?
Big elephant running through the streets of Butte, Montana, I believe it was.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that.
And if you check the Twitter feed of CBS News about 15 minutes ago, we have four zebras.
Zebras, I know.
Yeah, running through the streets of North Bend, Washington. This happened yesterday. And apparently they got out of the trailer they were in.
Yeah, privately owned zebras.
Okay. Yeah, three of the four zebras were successfully wrangled. There is no report on the fourth, so there still may be maybe a zebra running wild somewhere in and around North Bend,
that's
Washington.
Totally a situation where some dude's going to be sitting out on his porch all stoned and be wait a minute. Did you see a zebra too?
Is it a dildo and a zebra? And then somebody also, I've got a chance to share this one on Twitter yesterday too. Their seven-year-old kid did a rock climbing. The National Guard was in town, and the seven-year-old kid scaled this rock climbing, and he wanted to say that, sorry, puss, my seven-year-old did it.
Totally different. Totally different. That kid was going up, I was coming down, and he had hand and foot holds.
Yeah. Yep.
I just had gravity.
You're full of excuses.
It's a completely different thing.
There's a lot better climbing technology today.
Yeah.
Haven't you done one of those?
That's a good point, Bush.
You've done one of those walls, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did. My daughter made fun of me. The place, it had this machine where you could repel. They're like, just sit back and it'll
let
you go.
It's got an auto thing at the top that takes the slack out and holds you up if you fall.
And I did not trust that. So I climbed down the wall.
I had ropes and
that was like the nerdiest thing you could do. In my daughter's eyes. I'm not going to just sit back. Like, my fat ass just be like, there's no way. I would have fallen down and broken something. Like, I'm just going to climb back down.
Well, everybody worries about what happened to Puss, obviously. Puss was a young guy. He survived it, but, you know.
And that would have been, I could have come in here with a broken elbow after falling off a wall, after making fun of you for falling off a scaffolding.
But I look at those little climbing walls, and they intimidate me. I don't want to do that. But then you think of these free climber guys. Holy hell.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the place in town that I've been to that has one of those, it's probably the same place you were at, Nick. It's got, you know, it's like what? The main wall is about probably 30 feet that you can climb up. But then they've got another section that's it's like bouldering, that free climbing. Mm-hmm. But it's got like 3 foot thick pads underneath it. So when you do fall off, you don't get hurt.
And some of those are really angled.
Yeah, like you can be climbing almost, you know, clinging to the bottom of a rock.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't spend much time over there.
They got a pole vault pit at the bottom, basically.
Even better than that, yeah.
Nicholas sent me another photo. I think this is a stock image of a tornado. It's just basically the torso of a love doll. A nice love doll, too, it looks like. Not some blow-up thing. I mean, there's no knees down. There's no arms. There's no head. But you get big cans and a vagina, laying in debris. I'll share that too.
Oh yeah,
I'll share that.
You think
right
the
now.
Head and the legs were ripped off, or do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think they ever existed.
It looks like it came that way.
Yeah.
You just bang it.
You said came that way.
But I don't know why you'd want to bang a sex doll without a head, you know, or arms.
Well, then you can use your imagination.
Yeah, but I think it says something about you. You know,
like dudes have banged couches.
True, but if you already got this far in the mold, you know, add some arms and a head.
You got the torso.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't you want it to be anatomically complete?
Go to AT&T Radio Empire. It says it's labeled "Tornadoes Exposing Everyone's Secrets." Right.
In fact, you should probably get several different heads for it. You know, you're in the mood for a blonde.
That's right. Right.
Or just some wigs, various wigs.
Yeah.
Maybe extra legs. You like hairy legs.
Yeah.
Comes with an extra pair of hairy legs. You can accessorize. Sure, you could accessorize the head.
Like hairy.
We're learning
legs,
a lot about Todd this morning. Yeah, blue cheese flavored condoms and hairy legs he's into. That's... Yeah. It's a window into your soul kind of morning, Todd.
I'm trying to appeal to all the fetish guys out there. I'm pretty vanilla, but that's for fetish guys.
Matt had a good point. Everybody go to local hospital and just blame the dildo up their ass on the tornado. How'd I get up there? Oh, you know, I had my pants off in the yard and a tornado hit and blew right up there, man.
Yeah, whoops. So you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
No, sir, we're not.
No,
I was just bent over naked in the backyard. And guess what?
Emailer first initial B says the Jason in your tornado clip is my wife's cousin. He and his young kids are safe. They lost everything.
The hot dog guy?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm telling you, that dude had such a good demeanor.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what they're going through.
No.
I care.
Also think what you can tell them, these people, is probably hopefully what we'd all think is. Property is one thing, but health and safety is the most important.
Yeah, but still, there's a ton of stuff.
You're right, Todd, but after that's done, after the hell, we're all alive and safe, you're right, depression and
so
money,
much
all
stuff
that stuff kicks in.
That
right?
You can't replace.
No. Well,
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And in the
I wonder how everybody's pets fared.
You probably, you know what? News reports on dead pets, though, they do, because we love them, except for
that's the thing
Christy
you've been
Noe,
seeing on social media a lot. Is people like, hey, we found this dog or we found this cat at this location. If it's yours, you know, share it around. So hopefully we can find whoever's you know, lost pet this is. Because I guess they get a little skittish in that type of situation.
I was thinking about what we would have done in, you know, I wasn't home when it would do it. Like, my wife ended up in the basement for a little bit, but she didn't take the turtle.
Crush? You left Crush to be crushed?
He would have been launched. It would have been him and Dildos flying.
He could have ended up in some grass 30 miles away and just walked away. So what the hell was that?
Yeah, he's in a protective shell.
Exactly. He'd been fine, probably, you know. Yeah. What's up with that? Where's everybody at?
Well,
cool,
we were
cool being outside.
Boy used to bring 9 puppies and 5 big dogs down into my little gym space in the basement.
That'd have been crazy.
If they'd called for that.
Yeah, that'd have been crazy.
Is it bad that we were listening? I mean, there were sirens going off around our house, but at the same time, I was watching the local news and going, okay, the sirens going off because we live in this certain county. The problems are way over on the other side of the county.
Everybody, we've all done that.
I'm not going to the basement. Right. I'm not. Yeah. We have the technology now for me to look at this and go, no, I'm not in danger.
No, as of now, you're right. No, I don't think it's weird.
No, the radar.
I think most of the Midwest does that.
Is so pinpoint now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I never felt afraid because, you know, I had my eyes glued to the weather TV, and I never really felt unsafe at any point. I was ready to move if we had to.
Yeah, but I was looking at it because, you know, my daughter was sitting there. She's like, do we need to go to the basement? I said, well, see, we're over here. The thing they're worried about is way over here. So, no, I think we're fine.
All right, shut up and listen to Bill.
Daddy's dildos are in the basement, too.
He'll tell you.
I'm not going down there.
When to hit it.
I go check on something right back.
That's probably the time where having all those weights in the basement might be dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. But whatever.
They get airborne.
You can't get the, you're right. And they could, obviously, because they can take a roof off. They can pick up a plate. You're right. About that.
We're that shed in Twister with all the axes and hammers and everything hanging from the walls.
I did have one buddy lose the top of his house. I saw where the tornado was tracking on the TV. Now I got a hold of it. I have his contact info because he's not on Facebook, but I got a hold of his son. And he gave me a picture of the top floor of the house gone.
Yeah,
he had woods all over his property. Yeah, a lot of that's just shaved. So I might have to get a chainsaw out there and help him sometime this week.
How do they fix these houses? Do they put them up the same way they were before? Can you rebuild on a foundation that's been through something like this?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
It probably depends on the level of destruction.
Question for somebody who's a builder and not us four guys.
Well, yeah, we know nothing.
Although I put together a grill yesterday, by the way.
We know four things that rhyme with fart. Other than that, it gets a little dicey.
5 on a good day.
And don't get us started on queef. We know more. A bunch of rhymes with queef out there for sure. Yeah, nobody's coming to us for construction advice, you know. That's for sure.
No.
Yeah, we'll look for sex dolls. I mean, I realize you're just going to send us pictures of the houses. I get that, but... everybody has their own role in something like this, and our role is just to supply some humor and look at dildos in your yard, okay?
And help you find said lost dildo.
Right, said lost. Or I love the the rubber dolls. And
sex
why
doll?
Would you buy a rubber doll without a head? I don't get that.
Any kind of sex toy.
Sick freak without a head, man.
That you didn't maybe properly mark.
I don't get why you don't have a doll with these either, you know? The picture I retweeted there, the doll has no knees, no arms, at the shoulders, and no head. You know.
Well, after a certain time,
sick puke right there.
I think the knees wear out.
Maybe you get a discount. Maybe you get a discount not having the head because then you only have 2 choices instead of 3.
Well, then order one with an extra set of
knees. I never thought about that, Puss, but you want that third choice, first of all. Plus, you want to look somewhat like a real woman, right?
Yeah, without that, it could lead to some very disturbing fetishes.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe you're just trying to save some money and you went with the 2-hole choice instead of the 3.
Too. The rubber doll's head might have ripped off. If you got Twitter, go at TNT Radio Empire and enjoy that photo. Yeah, you love that. The dildos up there, the kind that Nick attached to the shower of his house, you know.
Well, it looks like it's got a big suction cup on it. Just
whatever you
it
say,
does.
Dude.
It does. Come on back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.